April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Pick Spot. Elliot Sher Parks.
Here it is. Man, like we talked about this. Parks Pick Spot. Parks Picks by Parks.
It's a Parks Pick Spot you can do. Yes.
We talked about
Short Parks.
Talked about this on the last pod, but like the NBA being back and actually like being able to bet on it because they're trying and they're playing every night is pretty amazing.
It's heaven.
That being said, so we're sitting in the studio, and the Sixers-Wizards is on from last night. I had a bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it was such a blowout, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid sat the entire
game. That was a tough break.
Yeah.
It was a tough break because you're happy the Sixers
and
are dominating.
And he looked like he was going to hit. Like, Ben Simmons came out.
Yeah, well, Ben Simmons' triple-double was like a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, wait, he didn't play the fourth quarter.
So let me go on a quick Ben Simmons tangent.
Please.
Ben Simmons is the clear, like, difference between the Sixers winning the title and not. And we knew this going into the season, into the playoffs. Yeah. But, like, last night in Game 2 was such a clear indication of why everyone that says he needs to score more is correct. Like whenever he has a good game, everyone on Twitter and, like, you know, takes, like, a victory lap. Like, cool, like, imagine hating Ben Simmons, right? But, like, we're right. The people that says he needs to score more are correct because we saw last night when he scores more, they're a much better team. Like, they are better when he's aggressive on offense trying to score the ball. Last night in Game 2, they blew the Wizards out. In Game 1, it was close because he only had 6 points, right? And I know Tobias had 37, like, offset it a little.
And also, it was just a weird game that first one. The fouls were horrible. Embiid having to sit the whole
difference.
First half.
There's a clear difference.
There is. But I think they blow the Wizards out no matter what is my point.
But they
didn't in
Game 1.
I'm telling you, yeah. I think the bigger reason was because Embiid sat the whole first half.
Part of it, yeah.
I think that is a bigger reason, is my point. But I agree with you. Look, I think Ben Simmons is definitely underappreciated in a way. Like I get it. If you want to, the 6 points doesn't bother me as much as the 0-for-6 from the line. Like the 0-for-6
six points is also a big deal.
When you have 15 and 15,
it's 6 points from your starting point guard is a big deal.
It's a less big deal. I agree.
Yeah, when you have 15 assists,
you won the game. When you have 15 assists, you're still creating points. But
correct.
The 0-for-6 of the free throw line is unacceptable. That is basic. Like
that
the area where he really needs to get killed is learn to fucking shoot them free throws, man. Like this is embarrassing. They're free throws.
Not to mention shoot the three.
We want him to forget that. Yeah. I agree, but that's way far away from where we are right now. Right now, he should be able to knock down some fucking free throws. That's why he's scared to be aggressive offensively because he doesn't want to get fouled. Like that's a
you
big
can't
part
give him
of
the
it.
Ball late. But like on the last pod, we said that we thought the Sixers, because of where they were at, were one of our favorite bets to win the title. I think
loved
they were
them.
+800 at the
That's
time.
That's what I got
maybe.
Them at.
Yeah. So, but when you watch them in Game 1, you're like, huh, like they got no shot. Like when I watched Game 1, I was like, they're screwed.
It's so funny. I wasn't at all. I was like, wow, they didn't even play well and they won easily.
But the Wizards are trash.
I know.
Like they have Beal and Westbrook.
They're horrible.
And they've been playing better. But like regardless, they're a bad team. But then in Game 2, when Simmons is dominating, like I look at them and I'm like, even I think right now they're +675 to win the title, I believe, on Parks. +675 or +650. So, like, I look at them in game two, and when Ben Simmons is playing like that, I'm like, they should be the favorite. Like, they are a
steal. I told you from the jump. I was way more excited about the Sixers than you were going into the playoffs in terms of what they could
do. Well, I said they were my favorite bet, so I don't know how
much more
excited
I could get. Yeah, but you also said they
could
lose in the second round.
They could. I don't think they're going to.
They're
going to
dominate. On a basic level, I agree that a more aggressive offensive Ben Simmons is better for the Sixers, and they are a better team. But I think that if he weren't a max player, like...
But he is.
I get it, man.
Right.
I get it. But if he weren't, like, people would say, like, that dude does everything you want a player to do other than shoot. Like, he is so much fun to play with. He passes.
Yep.
He does all the dirty work that no one wants to do. He'll defend the best player. Like, that is valuable. Like,
we
get so wrapped up, and I agree with it, the wrap-up. Like, I agree. Dude needs to learn to shoot. He could be such a it's such a difference maker if he could pull up a 10-footer, a 12-footer. Like, for the threes, I don't even care. Like, shoot free throws and be able to stop and pop a even 30% from that. Like, at least make a defense think you might do it. Like, I get it. It is massive. But I think we sometimes go too far with it, being like, this guy sucks. When, like, he's a winning player. Like, any team would be lucky to have him. It's just...
So I'm in a...
There is another level to it.
I'm in a group chat with some of my friends, and literally all we do is debate Ben Simmons.
I'm sure.
All day, every
day. He's one of the most polarizing players.
I will say this publicly. Like, I'm in the corner of, like, I would trade Ben Simmons.
I know you would.
Right?
You and I have debated.
So, but, like, last night, I said in the group chat, I'm like, games like tonight, it's like the idea of trading him seems so silly. Like, he can do everything. Like, he can score. He can pass. He's athletic. Like, all those things. But it's just so frustrating. And Ike Reese made this point. I think it's true. Like, and you've kind of just made it, actually. But, like, it wouldn't be so frustrating if he wasn't so good. Like, you know, like,
totally.
If we didn't think he had the talent, like, even with Carson, it was just like, I never got worked about Carson because I was like, I just don't think he's that good.
It's a great point, Elliot.
But like with Ben, it's like, I look and I'm just like, God, like.
You could be more.
And
you
like
could
the
be,
thing
you
that you're not, the thing that you're not good at is like, it's,
the
I'm not saying it's the easiest,
does.
But like.
No, but it's the one that everyone does.
Yeah, like
the
court
one that,
vision is like hard
well,
to.
Well, that's my
yeah,
point. What I'm
defending,
saying. Like, yeah. Like that's the thing with
Simmons. Being that
like,
big.
Exactly. If you're in high school, if you're in AAU, whatever, college, like. The dude who didn't want to shoot but would do everything else great, you're like, he's my favorite player to play with of all time.
Yes.
That dude's going to let me shoot, and he's going to get back on D. He's going to get my rebound. He's going to pass me the ball. Like, you love that guy. It's just when you know that they're, like, he
you know the moment's coming where they're going to need him in the final 5 minutes. And that's, like, that's really what it's going to come down to. I said in that same group chat, I'm like, look, before the playoffs begin, because the Simmons stuff gets tense, I wanted to be clear on my stance. I'm open to changing my mind on Simmons, but not until the Eastern Conference Finals and when there's big moments. And, like, that's still what it's ultimately going to come down to. But, like, again, when I look at them and I'm watching the games, I'm like, plus 650, they're a steal when Ben Simmons looks like that. Because the Bucks are good, but, like, they can beat the Bucks. The Lakers are plus 350. Like, the Sixers are better than the Lakers. The Nets are interesting. They're plus 180. But, like, the Sixers are a better team than the Nets. The Nets just have a better roster, like, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
And ultimately what comes down to two with the Sixers, like, I just don't know if I can see a team beating them four times in seven games. Like, whether they're better or not.
The Nets are
whatever.
The team.
The Nets
were,
are the team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Nets are, when they're just locked in and doing their thing.
But the Nets aren't like a team.
No,
you
they're
know,
not.
Like,
no.
I think like knocking a team out is like different than beating them. Like,
I agree. But when you have three of the best scorers in the history of the game.
Dude, I said on the last pod I like the Nets. So you don't have
to. I mean, Kyrie is the most coordinated player I've ever seen in my life. Like,
unbelievable.
Durant is probably like
Durant's the best player in the league when he's healthy.
Two or three best scorers of my lifetime, flat out.
Yeah.
And Harden, like,
it's like
unbelievable. He's like,
doesn't even need to do much.
Does whatever they want. Like, it's like whatever they need. Like, it's and again, if needs to be, he's one of the great scorers of my lifetime.
Yes.
He's, like, his years in Houston is as good a score as I've ever seen in terms of ability to get shots off from so many different spots and positions and angles and this and that, like, and get to the hoop and get by people. Like,
but
it's pretty amazing.
But when
the
you
collection
watch them,
of offensive skill that they have.
So, like, for game one, I, like, almost convinced myself into betting the Celtics. I'm like, they could be the Nets could be rusty. The big three don't play together a lot, like, all those things. And then you watch them and you're like, it was almost like proof that coaching doesn't matter. Like, it's just like, they have three really good guys, and so the game was close, and then they just took over, and that was that. So, like, Sixers-Nets will be interesting because I think the Sixers have better chemistry. I think they're better coached. I think they're, like, a more cohesive team. It's just, you know, like, if
So here's my question.
If Simmons is going to give you 6 points, like, you're here's not beating
the Nets. Here's my question. And we're going to get into each of these series in a sec, and we'll look at the, you know, kind of the odds left. And what's changed in our thoughts is we're talking about now. It's clearly got a different view on the Sixers right now. What about your Bucks, man? Because you're great. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're talking about the Nets is like a foregone conclusion. The Bucks have looked awesome.
Yes.
And that game,
and they're playing a better team.
They're playing a better team, and they made the Heat, and Butler was terrible, but they made the Heat look silly in that game, too. Yeah. Like, that was a dominant performance. So, and they didn't even look like they were firing all cylinders. It looked like they had another gear, and they dominated.
So we're recording this on a Thursday. The Bucks play Thursday night in Miami, and I was thinking about what I wanted my parlay to be. My whole thing has been just money line parlays. Like, yep. I do, like, for the Sixers, I've done like a player prop or two, but I've been mostly just money line parlays. And I think I'm going to pick the Bucks to win game three. I just think they're way better.
That's where I'm at too. I looked at it and it's like one of those, like, all right, like, this is a game the Heat have to win.
Yeah.
Right? Series is over. If you lose this game, you're at home. It's game three.
I mean,
the
series is already over.
I agree. I'm talking, yeah. I'm trying to take the case of why, like, I think a lot of people will pick the Heat for this game for that reason. I am with you. I look at this series and I say the Heat have no chance. I think the Bucks sweep. That's where I'm at. Like,
yeah,
I think they're just a flat out better basketball team.
Yep. And I think they're playing better. And like, what they have that's worrisome is that they have the same kind of, like, to me at least, like, the same kind of chemistry the Sixers have. Like, they've been through playoff battles together. They've had mostly the same roster. I guess Drew Holiday is new. But like,
what an addition though.
Yeah, but like, they are much closer to the Sixers than the Nets are in terms of like having that team atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the worry. And I don't know if the Nets beat them.
Look, they're better defensively. They match up well with the Sixers, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a fascinating. I mean, like, look, the best thing the Sixers were able to do was get that one seed and be able to watch those two teams bang on each other in the second
massive.
Round. It's huge.
Especially when you watch the Knicks struggle to score like 80
Yeah,
points.
Man. Yeah, buddy. That game was fun, though, last night, because I flipped over after Sixers, watched the whole fourth quarter, like,
it was one of the first games where
MSG
it really felt like sports was back.
Yes.
So.
Defense.
Yeah, and just like,
and there was like chance. And yeah, it was, there was energy, Elliot.
Yes, I agree. I thought it really, to me, like, there's been times where I've watched the bubble in the NBA and I'm like, you know, the bubble's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, it looks cool. Like, I guess you want fans there. But like, when last night when I was watching the Knicks Hawks, I was like, all right, like, this is like why it's cool to have fans.
So
there.
With you. 1,000,000%. Okay. Let's get to these series. Let's dive
I have
in.
In front of me. I don't know if you do.
I do not. Lay them on.
All right. So we'll start. Hawks-Knicks. Still, I think, a series where...
Anyone quit.
Very 50-50. Yeah. I'm surprised at the current series odds. Do you want to try to guess who the... I guess... For this one, I'll just ask you to guess who the favorite is.
So you saying surprise threw me off. My gut coming in would be like, they took a game in New York that Atlanta should be the favorite now? Are they?
They are. They're minus 143. The Knicks are plus 118.
Wow.
Like, plus 118 isn't, you know...
It's not a huge favorite.
It's not, like, getting me out of bed, right? But, like, I think the Knicks win the series.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
like,
so I've flipped.
I'd put them, like, 80%.
I think the Hawks are going to win the series now. I think the Hawks are just more talented offensively. Like, last
night...
Yeah,
but the Knicks are a better team.
Last night, it took the Hawks just, like, going, like, ice cold for a quarter, essentially, for the Knicks to win the game. And even then, it was in doubt until the last, like, 2 minutes of the game. The Hawks were with them. It was tied with, like, 2.5 minutes left or whatever. Like, 3 minutes left, whatever that was. I think the Hawks are better.
The Hawks are weird. They're a team where, like, every player on the roster is a little better than I think they are. Like, Trae Young's better than I think. Is it Kevin Huerter?
Kevin Huerter.
Huerter. They have a lot of guys.
Collins can play. Bogdanovich, as we've talked about. Like, they got
some.
That's
probably not a series we're going to bet, though.
No, I think this is one of those, you know, I would bet it game by game, see how it flows, see how it goes. And bet
so this one, you know, you might imagine there's a heavy favorite. Nets-Celtics. You want to guess how? I might have told you, actually.
I think you told me, yeah. But
minus 910 for the Nets. I mean, that's insane.
I mean, okay, so this is one of those things where, like, I don't...
I mean, it's not insane because they're going to win it.
Well,
but
I don't have much money in my accounts is my problem. So it's not like, you know, like, if I bet $100 at minus 910, I win $9, right? So if...
It's free money.
That's my point. Like, if I were super rich and I had, like, $100,000 in my bank account or, like, $20,000 in my account,
I wonder if they'd even take that bet. I guess they have to.
I don't know if they do. There are limits to stuff. There are limits, especially with the ad and stuff like that. I'm not sure. I don't know the specifics, but whatever.
Yeah, it's just like
if
basically
I were a millionaire,
putting the
money in I'd put $5 million on the Nets to win the series, and they probably wouldn't take that bet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, there's no way. Like,
it's just like putting
your
money in a different account for a week.
They're
going to
sweep.
Essentially. Yeah.
They're going to sweep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This one, actually, I might.
They're so much better than the Celtics.
So this one, I might bet.
All right. We got some action. Folks.
Mavericks Clippers. Down
okay, I'm very intrigued in your thoughts. So that, like, The not just down 2-0, down 2-0 in LA.
Yes, yes.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Clippers plus 200 to win the series.
So you might bet the Clippers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not betting the Mavs, no.
Mavs are winning the series, bro.
No, I don't think so.
Mavs are winning the series.
I don't think the Clippers are going to get bounced in the first round.
The Clippers are a fraud. Clippers are a fraud team.
What are the Mavs?
They don't know what they are.
Nothingness.
The Mavs, you know what the Mavs are?
They have Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Luka is there. Luka is going to go down as one of the great players of all time. I think in the end, like,
wow.
He's already transcended.
It's a bold throwaway statement.
No, I think
there.
Like it's not a throwaway. I think he'll end up as a top, like, I think a top 20 or 30 player of all time.
Okay.
Where I think Luka's career is headed
fair.
For. You know, like, I think that's the trajectory that he's on and has the potential to end up in the upper echelon. Like, he could be a pantheon player. That's how great he is at this age. Like, he looks like he is in total control
of this series. I agree
with you,
but also, like, so Tim Hardaway Jr., I don't remember what he had in game one, but I feel like...
He had 27 or 28 in game two.
Yeah, he's putting up almost 30 points a game.
I don't think it matters. It's because of Luka, though. It's because of Luka. Luka's
okay.
doing everything. Luka has beaten the Clippers by, like, just...
But I'm just saying...
Owning the game, like, from IQ standpoint, from everything. I mean, this guy is, like,
coming
on another level.
Coming into the playoffs, and you might have not agreed with me, but we could have made an argument for the Clippers being the best team in the West, right? Like, an argument.
Could have.
They were
I
one of the best teams,
yeah,
right?
they were a team that you could consider to win the title.
Kawhi, Paul George, right? So now you get them plus 200. I get coming back from 2-0 is hard, but like...
2-0 on the road. They're like, again...
Yeah, but going to Dallas isn't like, you know, you're not like going to...
Full stadium.
Frozen tundra. Of what, Mavericks fans? I don't know, like...
There are I know you're making a joke. Like, you know the Mavericks have been good for a long time. They
won a title
in 2011.
But I'm saying, like,
the Mavericks have legit fans who come up and show up.
Yes,
like,
that's true. But I'm saying I don't think going to Dallas is like, you know...
I mean, you're still going on the road. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't bet it.
Okay.
I'd be more like, what are the odds for the Mavs to win the title?
They were to win the title?
I mean, sorry.
Okay.
To win the round. My fault.
Yeah,
my fault. Let's not go that far. I love Luka.
All right, so I already went away from it, but I think they were like minus 215.
So
like
not
that.
Good enough. But I would be more like, I don't like those odds, so I wouldn't bet it. It's like, what's the upside here? I'd rather just bet the Mavs to win the games that I think they're going to win. But I would be more inclined, even with those odds, to bet the Mavs to win the series than to bet the Clippers to win the series.
All right, Lakers-Suns.
Hold on. Before we get to Lakers-Suns,
all right,
let me remind everyone, download the Parksino Sportsbook app. You can do what we're doing right now. We're going through these series. We're signing who we want to bet on, and we're going to put these shekels on it. Elliot and I have been having such a great time betting on these playoffs. It's been so much fun. As Elliot just said, like, really, betting on basketball at the end of the season was not fun. Like, it really
still did it. Just wasn't fun.
Of course we did. That's what we do here. But but it's still like it wasn't. It sucked the life out of it. It sucked the energy out of it because you didn't know who's playing. You know who cares.
This
about
reminds me of
again. We're talking about this team, this LA team that we're talking about right now, who tanked the end of the season to get the Dallas team in the playoffs.
Right.
Like, you know, like you didn't know who was carrying on a night. You didn't know who's gonna sit. Like, it wasn't super fun. This has been so awesome to watch these games and care about these games and have the teams care. And for gambling, I think it's so important. It's everything, Elliot.
Yeah, well, and it reminds me of us when we got into college basketball. Like, it's that feeling of, like, there's games every day,
oh,
there's multiple games.
Yeah,
like
it's like, what am I betting on today?
Exactly.
You know?
And that's a beautiful thing. Can I share a quick soccer story?
Of course you can.
Okay, so I bet on a soccer game this past weekend, breaking news, and it went to penalty kicks. It went to 11 penalty kicks.
Oh, no.
And I lost. So just putting that out there.
Oh, buddy. First of all, in a basic level, I think ending a game on penalty kicks is the dumbest.
We can debate this another
Among
time.
The dumber things in sports, it's not the sport, it's a different sport. You're playing a different sport all of a sudden. I mean, the sport is soccer. This is kicking
a
ball
to that. But I also think, like, you could play,
play forever, I don't care.
Yeah, you could go, okay.
Sure.
Well, but it's harder to score in soccer.
That's
like,
part the.
It's not like 5 minutes of basketball.
The drain, the whatever. I know, I get it. Look,
right.
I can't, but in the World Cup and stuff, play it out. Like, that's my point.
Yeah,
least,
I would
I get
be okay
it.
With that. Or
I get
do
it in the
more,
regular
like,
season or there's that. But when it really matters.
They are cool.
They are cool. They're fun. But, like, don't end the World Cup on that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Off topic. Bet on soccer. You could do it on the Parksino Sportsbook app. You could bet on everything. Basketball, obviously, we're talking about. But baseball, full swing going on. NFL futures. We'll talk more about that. You can bet on who's going to win the title, MVP, all that type of stuff. And of course,
the team has a very good roster. Listen
to the other podcasts. Yeah. And again, like you could do live in-game betting, parlays, which you know is what we do, teasers, props, anything and everything. It's super fun. You bet on individual performances, how many points a guy going to score, over-unders, all that stuff. It is a blast. And here's the deal. If you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. A $500 risk-free bet for new customers. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com. /PANews. Our promo code GoBirds, that's GOBIRDS, to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's PARXCasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded.
You know,
on your loss as a free bet, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go ahead.
If you could pull it, like putting your $500 bet on the Nets to win the series would be just basically increasing your money.
You're, that's true.
You know, like if you have $500 like, extra, like, put aside.
Not a bad idea. Just take that
an
easy.
An extra 56 yeah, bucks, whatever.
I don't like that.
All right, next series.
Yes.
Lakers -315, Suns +240.
What? Those are the odds? I mean, I guess the Chris Paul thing. Like,
yeah,
he didn't
Chris
look...
Paul is, to me, it's everything. Hurt. It hurts.
Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't bet. I think the Lakers win the series. I thought the Lakers were going to win the series even after losing game one. Like, I've throughout this whole thing thought the Lakers
would
win the series.
Well, I wish you had
told
me that because I bet the Suns game two.
Oh, so. Buddy.
Yeah.
See, so yeah, you know, that was my other. So I won last night, but as I told Elliot two nights ago,
yeah,
I bet on the Nets, like -9.5 or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
with the
Mr.
points.
Mr. Luke over here bet on the Clippers.
Lakers with the points.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Luke, I know, but I was like, you. Look, if you had asked me this after game one, I wouldn't have said the same thing. After game two, I think the Clippers are losing. I think they're cooked. I don't think
I wonder how much that is because they're costing you money.
Well, like, they cost me money in one game. But yeah, so anyway, I had Lakers laying the points, Nets laying the points, the two harder bets. I win them both with the freaking Clippers money line.
I know.
I just need you to win the game. And you don't, but
it's
whatever. All right, so I think if I knew that Chris Paul was going to be healthy, I think the Suns +240 at when it's 1-1 is a really fascinating bet. Like, that seems like great odds, but I just think the Lakers are winning the series. It's not good enough odds for me to bet on the Lakers, but I think the Lakers win the series, so this is a stay away from me.
Yeah, I mean, +240 is fun just because it's juice, but like...
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this one. Like, one where I do not think the team is going to win, but it has been competitive. At least, as you would know, one of the games was more than 9.5. Grizzlies, Jazz. Jazz -715.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
And what are the Grizzlies?
That's almost Nets. That's almost Nets level. Grizzlies are +490. You're not winning your bet if you place this, but it would certainly be exciting.
I mean, the better bet is Memphis, obviously. Like, there's no reason to bet. Especially because, like, look, I think Utah's better.
It's not the difference between New York.
But Memphis took a game. Exactly. Memphis took a game there. Memphis is a good team. They're certainly a way better team than Boston or Washington.
In the game they won.
I know, but even still.
I
like,
agree. I'm just throwing that out there.
Look, I think the Utah is going to win this series. I would not. But you're certainly not betting on Utah -7, whatever. Like,
no.
That's a stupid bet.
Yeah, throw a few shekels on Memphis. Who knows?
Not a horrible bet. The point is, like, at +490, if you put $5 on it, you win $25 or whatever, $23, whatever it is. Like, that's a good bet.
All right. Here is, I think, the most interesting one of the first round, actually.
Love it.
It's just insane to look at this with my eyes. So, the Heat Bucks. Do you want to guess right now what they are?
I mean, Bucks up 2-0. The Bucks have to be pretty heavy favorites, like -350, -400.
-350, -400, you're saying?
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks, according to the app, are -1430 to win the series.
Wow.
The Heat are +800. Like, I like the Bucks. We both like the Bucks, but like,
so they are saying,
I mean,
this
is what it's. I mean,
the Bucks are the biggest lock to win their series.
Surprised by that against the
I'm
Heat.
I'm floored by this. Like, what is happening,
dude? +800. I mean,
jeez. I think the Bucks are sweeping, so I wouldn't bet it. But like, +800 for the Heat is like, they went to the finals last year.
I feel way, but I'll put it this way. Of all the other, of all like the heavy underdogs we've discussed, like the Heat have a way better chance of beating the Bucks and the Celtics do of beating the Nets.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's like close.
+800 is wild.
I'm speechless by this, Elliot. I'm speechless.
If you bet the Heat to win it 4-3, so you win seven games, which like, granted, them going to Milwaukee for game 7 would be pretty
wild. So the point, they'd have to win, yes. Yeah, so essentially, they'd have to win 4 of the next 5 games to do that.
Yeah.
That's tough.
+1300. I mean, the Bucks are really good, but I'm just surprised at +800.
I am too. I'm surprised it's more, like, I feel like of all the series
actually,
left.
I bet the Sixers are going to be the biggest favorite.
Yeah, well, I think between, like, the Sixers and the Nets, of all the series left, I feel most confident that the Sixers and Nets are going to win their series, like,
yeah,
by far.
And the Bucks too, but at least the
Bucks
Heat.
Bucks would be third, but
the Heat
that's
are at
the
least
point,
decent.
The Bucks would be third.
Yeah.
But, like, because.
All right, next one. Your Denver Nuggets versus my Portland Trail Blazers. By the way, like, there's no doubt in my mind I would start a team with Lillard over Jokic. Like, just not, like, literally, like, there's a lot of easy decisions in life. That is the easiest one, I think.
You are out of your mind. Jokic is an MVP. He is absolutely the player that you build around compared to Lillard. But whatever. Let's get to the series.
Here's what I would say about the series. That the Blazers are winning the series. And you can tell this by the fact that they're favored at minus 175, Nuggets plus 140. The Nuggets are, I know they stole home court advantage, the Blazers. But like, this is just tells you the Blazers are a better team.
Why? What, how does that tell you that?
Because they're the favorites.
Oh, stop. That's because they took one.
What else could tell you? Yeah.
That's because they took one there.
Because they're better. That's why.
No.
I think the Nuggets, look, I was praising the Nuggets all year.
Jokic is so much better than Lillard. That makes me more mad. This series is pretty even match. Like, again, the series is pretty even match. Like, I think the Nuggets will win it. I won't be floored if the Nuggets don't win the series. Like, that's not, like, but Jokic is better than Lillard, and you would actually start a team with Jokic. Like, you're out of your mind.
All right, well, I would pick Lillard. But, like, all year I've been saying I like the Nuggets. I liked them as when they were long shots to win the title. They really missed Jamal Murray. Like, really missed Jamal Murray.
Without question, they did.
Yeah, so.
It's noticeable.
I mean, like, again, I wouldn't, like I said, I put money on the Blazers to win the West after they won game one because they were, like, plus, like, 900 or something like that.
You like
and the West
Blazers
is wide open.
It's not that wide open.
Who's the favorite in the West right now?
The Lakers.
I guess. The Lakers are the 8 seed.
They're the favorite. They're 7 seed.
Sorry. I always say that.
I know.
All right. You ready for the next round?
Yes.
Sixers, Wizards. This is the heaviest favorite.
Okay, again. As it should be. Yeah. I mean, it's not losing to Wizards.
Okay. You want to guess?
Minus 1,600, I guess, if the other's
minus 10,000. Yeah, I'm reading that right. I put it up to my face to make sure. Minus 10,000, and the Wizards are plus 1,600.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure part of that is, you know, Park's local. I'm sure there's more people bet on the Sixers and all that, but that's pretty crazy.
There's no way that the Wizards are going to win the series.
Agree.
Well, the only, like, here's the only thing I would say.
If Embiid gets hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, be, like, sadistic and put money on the Wizards.
Honestly, even still, honestly.
Yesterday the second
Sixers,
unit extended.
I think the Sixers win the series without Embiid. I really do.
I think if Embiid didn't play another minute, do you think they still make the conference finals?
Maybe. Probably. Probably.
Especially if Simmons is going to try.
Yeah, I think they're still probably better than the Hawks. You know what I mean? Or the Knicks.
And the Knicks. I mean, Knicks can't score, so you probably prefer that matchup.
Yeah, I think you prefer the Knicks matchup either way, right? Because, like, one of those two teams has a chance to get crazy
hot. Although
the
Knicks have a little bit of, like, an X-factor thing.
Well, the MSG thing and all that. Yeah. But, like, they're just not as talented as the Hawks in terms of scoring points. Like, the Hawks just can, like, put it in, man.
Yeah.
They can pour it in.
I agree.
All right, we got any more or are we done?
Well, I was going to say, you want to do real quick. The Nets plus 180 to win it all. Lakers plus 350. I guess stop me if you have anything to say on them.
Yeah.
Bucks plus 600. Sixers plus 650 remains my favorite bet.
Yeah, and like, I think Bucks plus 600 is a good bet, too.
Yeah, agreed. Jazz plus 650 I think is a bad bet. Your Mavericks are plus 1,600, which is laughable.
It's not laughable. Plus 1,600 are long odds. Like, look,
they're not going to win the title.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think they're going to, but look, we have evidence of, like, one transcendent player dragging a roster that is nowhere close to good enough to the finals. LeBron did it in 2008 with one of the worst rosters I've ever seen in my life.
Luka's not LeBron, though.
I know, like, LeBron's second best player of all time, but NBA history says that when someone is a Pantheon player, a top 10, 15 guy of all time, it happens a lot quicker for them than you expect. Like, they are able to carry teams much further than people expect them to very early in their career. Luka has that potential. So while I agree with you, I'm saying, like, and I wouldn't bet on it, but I don't think it's, like, the craziest thing ever to think that Luka could go on a magical run. I don't think it happens.
Right,
I'm just saying, like,
your logic is good.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not, like, totally out of their own possibility.
Okay. This would be my favorite long bet. Well, these would actually be my two favorites. Clippers and Suns. I think just because they're better teams and now because they're down or tied or whatever. Like, Clippers plus 1,600. I don't think they're going to win it all, but I think they have a better chance than the Mavs do. And
I obviously
maybe
disagree.
Even the Jazz, honestly.
Obviously
And then the Suns plus 3,500. Like, if Chris Paul gets healthy and they beat the Lakers, those odds drop to, like, plus
100% agree. Again, I would bet on the Suns. If Chris Paul were healthy, I would be all in on that, on their odds, because the odds are crazy. And I do think they showed in game one they can hang with the Lakers a lot more than I thought they could, you know?
They demolished them.
Yeah, Anthony Davis, like, it's so weird. He is, like, one of the few guys who I've seen who can be the best player on a floor in a playoff game
by
a mile. And then, like, one night, like, he just isn't there. He, like, doesn't show up.
I would do, like,
in a playoff game.
disgusting things to get Devin Booker on the Sixers.
I love Devin Booker.
He would. So he just like such a good, such a perfect fit for what they need. Like,
and he's been really impressive. He, like, he gets his shots off, man. He finds ways.
He is perfect.
His angles and all that type of stuff. It's like he does these bank shots where I'm like, what?
If I could create an NBA player, that is who. I, like that is like when like Elliot growing up, like Big Iverson
wanted
fan,
to be Devin
like,
Booker.
Yeah, like. I'm a bucket guy. Like I
get buckets.
Yes, like Devin Booker to me.
A buckets guy.
Yeah, I'm a bucket. Like I'm a bucket boy. But like Devin Booker to me is the guy I would create.
He's buckets.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that one. He is a buckets guy.
It's a walking bucket, as the kid might say.
I mean, let's be real. I think we're still. We should do this. Are we? Let's make our. We sticking with the Nets to win it all. I think we both said we think.
The Nets will win it all, but the Sixers would be my number two.
I like that. All right, I would probably go Nets, Lakers, Sixers, but I wouldn't.
Bucks. By the way,
Bucks, yeah,
those tied with the Sixers.
How about that? The three that I guess that says something. You know,
yeah, I mean, that's what the public thinks. But the Sixers
no,
have really...
also that it's you know like they're all three rids, but they also have to square off against each other. Like those.
Well, the
teams.
East is way better than the West right now.
Top heavy, at least.
Yeah,
top end.
Yep, I agree. I mean, the
whereas
Sixers,
the low end of the West is way better.
Sixers
I mean, like the Grizzlies are five times the team the Wizards are, but when you get to the top, you know what I mean?
The Sixers have really moved. Like, I feel like at one point, even when they were the one seed, they were plus 1,200. So now they're down to 650.
Good stuff. Go Sixers.
Yeah.
Here they come, baby.
Yeah, as some say.
Get your money in now. Shackles in.
Yeah,
shackles all right, season. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope, that's it. I'm just excited for
I love that.
Well, I guess actually, final thought. There's a big soccer game.
You just lied.
Well, hold on. Big soccer.
Lied to everybody.
Big soccer game this Saturday. Chelsea versus Man City.
Oh,
I will be,
buddy.
I can tell you're worked up. Chelsea, I believe, is who I will be rooting for. But if you're going to bet it, even though they're favorites, I think Man City wins the game. So if they're like minus 200, it wouldn't be exciting, but I think it'd be a good bet. If you can get Chelsea like plus 3, plus 4, then that would be fun. But I think Man City wins the game.
All right, look at that. The soccer expert weighs in.
There it is. Imagine me saying that a year ago.
Just really know.
Yeah.
I will give you some expertise as well. Clippers aren't winning that series, Elliot.
Yeah, you're wrong about
Don't
that.
Don't bet on them. Save your money to put on Man City or
All
Chelsea,
right.
depending on what Those the odds
the
are.
Series. That and Denver is a series we're following.
Everyone, have a great Memorial Day. Have a great weekend. We'll obviously be back next week. No radio show this weekend. Phillies Day game. We are off this weekend, back next week, and all that good stuff. So until then, he's Elliot James. Talk to you guys soon.